From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The search continues in the Gulf of Mexico off the Louisiana coast for 11 people missing after an explosion at an offshore oil rig. Officials say of the more than 100 people evacuated, 17 were hurt in the blast and a fire that is still burning. Eileen Fleming reports from member station WWNO.
Coast Guard officials say search and rescue is the focus of the operation at the Deepwater Drill. The explosion rocked the massive rig called Deepwater Horizon, owned by Transocean of Houston under contract to BP. Officials say search conditions are clear and the water calm. Transocean spokesman Adrian Rose told a news conference that it's been hard to put out the flames.
It ebbs and flows a bit, if you like. It goes up and down, but the fire is still burning. It's a hot fire.
The Coast Guard is also working with the companies involved by mobilizing vessels to contain oil at the scene. So far, there is no major spill, but a sheen is detected in the area. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
President Obama met with a bipartisan group of senators at the White House today to discuss the Supreme Court nomination process. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president has already begun interviewing potential nominees.
The president and vice president sat in the Oval Office along with the Senate minority and majority leader and the top Democrat and Republican from the Judiciary Committee. President Obama praised the men for their cooperation on last year's Supreme Court nomination of Sonia Sotomayor.
One of the things that we did last time was to listen to the thoughts and views of our colleagues before I nominated a candidate. I take this process very seriously, and so I'm going to be interested in hearing their thoughts and concerns before any final decisions are made.
President Obama said he won't apply a litmus test to whether potential nominees support abortion rights, but he added that the Constitution protects, quote, the notion that individuals are protected in their privacy and their bodily integrity, and women are not exempt from that. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has been ordered by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to sit out 6 games without pay. Roethlisberger, who took the Steelers to 2 Super Bowls, was accused in March of sexually assaulting a 20-year-old female college student. Despite the fact he was not charged, Goodell says Roethlisberger's conduct raised sufficient concerns for the suspension to be imposed.
You don't have to be convicted of a crime here. That's part of our person. We're trying to have early intervention so that we can avoid people having criminal activity and deal with the issues and try to get them straightened out so they can lead productive lives.
Goodell said the 28-year-old Roethlisberger will also be required to undergo behavioral evaluation. NFL officials say the 6-week suspension could be reduced to 4, depending upon Roethlisberger's behavior. Mixed earnings outlook led to a mixed day on the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 7 points to close at 11,124, however, the Standard & Poor's 500 lost a point, closing at 1,205. This is NPR.
One of these mornings, my love.
The sound of a gospel singer in Memphis, as former civil rights leader Benjamin Hooks was laid to rest today. Politicians and civil rights figures gathered to pay their final respects to the former lawyer, judge, and NAACP director, who died last week at his Memphis home following a lengthy illness. The current head of the NAACP, President Benjamin Jealous, praised Hooks as a champion of social justice. Benjamin Hooks was 85 years old. After a more than 10-month delay, the U.S. Senate has confirmed Christopher Schrader, President Obama's choice, to be Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legal Policy. That's the office in charge of screening judicial nominees. More from NPR's Nita Totenberg.
Schrader's nomination was approved unanimously by the Judiciary Committee last July, but Republicans blocked a vote by the full Senate and then refused to waive renomination in January. When the president did renominate Schrader, the Judiciary Committee approved him again, this time 16-3. But his nomination remained stalled on the floor until Democrats filed a motion used to end filibusters. Republicans then agreed to a vote, and now the Senate has approved the nomination by a 72-24 vote. Democrats charged that Republicans had blocked the nomination to ensure that the Justice Department office in charge of judgeships would be headless and dysfunctional. Schrader, a Duke law professor, served as chief counsel on the Senate Judiciary Committee when then-Senator Joseph Biden was chair. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
In order to stay ahead of counterfeiters, the government is coming out with a new $100 bill. It will feature the portrait of Benjamin Franklin, but will now include a disappearing Liberty Bell in an inkwell and a Blight Bruce security ribbon. The $100 bill is the most counterfeited denomination of U.S. currency. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.